Disclaimer: the opinions expressed in Thinking Outside the Boot are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Welcome back to Thinking Outside the Boot. In today's episode, we will talk about United and their recent uptick in form, as well as Bruno and if we think he can win the PFA Player of the Year, or if he will, as well as Arsenal if they're on for the quadruple, and how Arteta has changed the team and whether it's for the worse or for better. Should Bruno win PFA Player of the Year?
Yes.
Dara, what are you saying?
Yes. I think this is one of the best seasons I've seen from any player.
Yes.
And in fact, he's carrying that Manchester United team to where they are right now. Like, he has to.
Yes.
I don't see anybody who's having a better season this year. Yes. Like, what case could you argue?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it depends on where, Samir has a point. Like, if Manu finishes outside the top four, it's kind of hard to make that case, but I think they will anyway, so. Yeah.
I just think for Bruno to win PFA Player of the Year, he has to have the narratives around him, and that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's going to have the narrative around him unless he United finished third or like comfortably third or second or like just a couple points off of City or something. Because think about, do you remember a couple years ago when Sheffield United just got promoted and they went crazy?
Yeah, 2018-19. Yeah,
Chris Wilder got no shout. And you saw how bad they were the season after. And it's like, that's the type of thing that you have to take into consideration when it's like awards like this. They don't give it to you unless you got English media and you got things to prove it. Because it's like, think about how like Olise would be talked about in England, for example. But they're talking about like that about like Foden and Palmer and stuff. It's like the media over talks and like and they have too much of a say in who wins an award. And I just don't think right now Bruno has the PR around him. He's starting to. But if United just like drop off a little bit or like City do better, Arsenal, like another narrative takes over, people are kind of going to forget about what Bruno did.
I mean, I could see Semenyo. Sure. Semenyo gets
really
just starts bagging in goals.
I don't see
I'm not seeing that. Two clubs a season. I mean,
yeah, but if City don't win, can you really argue that he should win it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, he's been their best player.
Yeah.
Bruno's narrative from the fans is good. But the way like awards work in football is if you're not what's being talked about around the time that the award's winning, they kind of forget about the whole accolades. Like Salah, January, lost one game after the PSG game, done. Did you hear any sniff of him at all to win the Ballon d'Or?
But he did win the Player of the Year, though.
No, but like...
I know what you mean.
The only reason he was doing that is because he was moving like that in the league. But he was moving like that in the league and after he didn't get recognized. Players like Lamine move crazy all season, but it's like people talk about him. Why do they always talk about him? Because he always peaks at the right times, like the Euros. Who's watching the Euros? Everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everyone's going to remember that. They're not going to remember a game against Las Palmas where you give the ball away. Mm-hmm. Or like that Newcastle mistake, because he scored right after. So it's like, if things work for you, like narrative-wise, I think he could win, but I just don't think that. I think, like, let's just say Arsenal bottled the title. That's not going to happen, but let's just say they do. Nobody cares about what Bruno did. They're only going to talk about like the biggest fumble in history, and then a City player is going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on narratives, but does he deserve it overall? I think so.
Got you. So then I'm going to shoot you a question. What if he breaks the assist record? What if he gets 21 plus assists, or he equals it with 20? Do you think he gets it? That's for everyone. So
I thought 19 is the record.
De Bruyne and Henry have gotten 20.
Oh yeah, they're tied.
Henry has 20.
I'm so glad De Bruyne didn't get it that year.
Well, we'll get to that after I ask this question.
Yeah. If he equals it,
Equals it? What if he equal it for sure? I feel like breaks it. He probably has.
I think we're forgetting the team that he plays in. Like, look at what Henry had with him. Look at what De Bruyne had with him. And look at what, look at what Bruno's moving with.
Bro,
like, I know Mbeumo and Cunha are, like, really good, but look at the others.
Well, Casemiro's been really good. He's been begging off corners. We'll
be bums on our team, but I understand.
Yeah. No, but to be fair, Bruno's making good players look great.
Yeah.
Sure, Cunha and Mbeumo, Sesko, I think they have good building blocks to, be good players. I think Cunha and Mbeumo, they're prem proven, and they've been, they performed well even last season outside of United. But I think having Bruno now with them is making them look like better players. Mm. Bro, that pass to Cunha?
one time.
That, like, that's
yeah, that was a great, but that's also a great finish that a lot of people wouldn't have.
I like
a lot of people wouldn't have scored that, and then Bruno's not getting an assist.
But that's what I like about Bruno is Bruno's like an enabler in the system. He allows you to become better. The only reason I'm praising him like this now is because I spent like 3-4 years just being like, yeah, he's a really good player, but, and then I realized it's like.
But United suck.
United suck. And he is a, like, yeah. Bruno is but the not, only not Bruno is the year. Only type well, of that's player. The, like, yeah. Maybe my mind's blanking right now, but I'm thinking like Olise. Am I letting him not do anything? No, you have to run. I'm thinking of like Kvara. Like, you have to run, you have to track back. I think the only players in the world that I can think of that you don't gotta do that, because I'm okay with it, is Mbappe, Bruno, Messi. Like, anyone else, like, because I'm thinking, yes, you offer stuff in the attack, but it's like you can't change a game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what you not tracking back, you have to have a, this good of a reason not to do it.
Yeah,
and
no,
only
fair.
Players like he's one of the only players like that. And I think people forget that. Like, when we're watching Bruno, we're just seeing like, oh, he plays like this every week.
Bruno's one of the only players in the world who, like, in a system, you don't have to ask to run, but he will run for you.
That's what makes him so good, is that he keeps the intensity.
Yeah,
and if he didn't run, United would be way worse. Like, you're saying you
maybe.
No, well, definitely.
No, yeah, definitely. Yes.
Sure, yeah.
He has, like, so much, yeah. He
obviously his area. But if you kept him high as, like, a pure 10 and
right
put,
now,
like,
he's been staying high. He hasn't been so defensive.
No, but he works in the
but
press.
But he still works,
like,
yeah.
If you told Bruno, just stay as a 10, whatever, mark the 6.
We're
you don't even
him back as
you don't even
at
need
his position.
To,
we're just getting
you don't even need to go press, right? Mm-hmm. If he just, like, sits there and just, like, dictate play from every time he touches the ball, he'd be like, sure, he'd still produce stuff.
Yeah.
But because he's a runner, it's what makes him a better player. I'm
forgetting, like, he's just playing 90 every time, 90, 99. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't get injured.
Like, I think his only injury was, like, the flu or something. I remember
that one time he set up his first time shooting up
two games.
The whole world went freaking.
And you could tell, this guy wanted to play, too. Like, he's like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to play it. My question, kind of like to base it off of the PFA Player of the Year, is what do you guys think? Like, let's just say Bruno leaves United this summer. Where does he rank for you guys? No, because I'm not saying like he leaves you. I'm just saying like
United players all time.
Yeah, like there's no potential of winning Prem or not winning or any, like, after this season, this crazy season that he has. Where do you rank him all time? Let's just say midfielders to make it like easier.
United midfielders?
Yes.
Easily top five, probably.
Yeah.
Probably third.
Yeah. Third, so behind Scholes
and Keane.
Yeah, Keane.
Yeah, Keane.
Scholes and Roy Keane. Yeah.
I can't lie.
Because you wouldn't.
I'm not that much of an old head and a United fan to know the impact of Keane.
No, Keane was like that. Trust me.
Even
was,
Giggs.
No,
depends.
Keane like Keane was better.
It depends where you place Giggs, because most people would play him as a left winger anyways.
Yeah.
So like he wouldn't really rank in both positions.
Scholes played in the '90s, like 2013. That's 23 years.
Yeah. No, Keane was.
He's probably six. It's probably like Scholes, Keane,
Bernard.
Giggs, Beckham, Rooney, Bruno.
Maybe I wouldn't count Rooney as a midfielder.
I'm saying in general, just United players in general.
You wouldn't, but then okay. No, but then we're going to old people too. Like then you got like Bobby Charlton.
Probably not. Yeah, Ronaldo Ballon d'Or is hard.
Yeah.
I think he's top 10.
Yo, he was stinky.
Probably top 10. Yeah,
he
might not be 6.
He wasn't stinky, but he was raw for like 3 seasons.
Yeah, but
Bruno came in and he's been even like
so Van der Sar,
Schmeichel.
The man there, bro.
United, you might be right.
But it's also like
top 20.
But the reason Bruno won't be seen as positively is because he's just unlucky that he played for that. Like if you put him in City, he would be.
Does he make it into
combo.
A?
So happy he didn't go there.
Yo, does Bruno make it into a United all-time 11?
Yes, bro.
He has to.
Yes.
I mean, no, Bobby Charlton. Bobby, like, I know you're going to say,
he's not wrong. He's not wrong, though.
Samir.
I hear it,
You have to respect the people who did it before us.
Like,
I know you're trying to be like, right here, right now is all that matters, but
George Best and
you gotta have respect for the old heads, bro. Like,
I think if he wins a Prem with United, he goes above a lot of those players.
I don't think Bobby's still like
sure.
Bobby's Mr. United at the 10.
That's just because, like,
I feel like there's
Bobby Charlton also isn't even, he can't even be ranked as a player.
I know.
Because he's just like, he is United. Yeah, like, he's,
no, I agree.
He's that stepping stone to, like,
what you guys have is it's like, you guys have to remember that, in my opinion, you can't really do players from past the decade. Like, let's just say past 90s. We're in, like, the games of, like, you know what I mean? Like,
sure, that's fine. The games evolved, yes, for sure.
Like, yes, they had their goods and bads, bro. Like, 80s, 70s, 60s, like, all that, bro. The game is so,
yeah, but those,
you can't put that guy in.
Sure, but those people from the past are the basis of what United has become. United isn't in this spot without those people,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like,
without Bobby Charlton, there's no United,
yeah.
I think he makes all time.
I think you're mixing up best with all time. I don't think anyone here can actually sit up here and tell you that Bobby Charlton was better than Bruno.
Yeah.
Bruno's not all time.
It's what I'm saying. Like, all time and best is different. Because at that point, realistically, the best 11 of all time.
So many players that they've had that did not work. Like, you guys signed Varane, bro.
He didn't work.
You guys have Barthez. You guys had like three like prime keepers in your like ranks. You guys were just signing. Who's that guy at Leeds? Like the guy with blonde. He was like Viduka. You guys just signed that guy for no reason. Like, these guys are crazy.
Okay, I'm gonna go through in the last 10 years, every single PFA Player of the Year winner who didn't win the title. Okay, and you guys for every season tell me if you think Bruno this year is better than them or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So last year, Salah won it. They won the title. Foden won it. And then Erling Haaland won it. Both won the title. 21-22. Salah wins it. That's when City won the title.
Yeah.
Mane should have won it.
You think Mane should have won it.
I know Salah had a crazy year that year, but Mane was
the better. But we're not arguing who should have won it.
Oh.
We're saying...
Yeah, he should have won it.
We're saying better or worse than Bruno. This year,
does Bruno's season this year better than that year when Salah won it?
Because we're gonna look at the precedent that we have.
I don't think so.
No, because no, but those guys fair had to
Bruno.
Trophies.
That's not fair to Bruno.
He's not.
Got none. He got none. By the way, he got like a Carabao Cup
and the FA Cup. But I mean, we're only talking Prem. PFA is like mainly Prem.
That's not fair to him because it's like,
not.
You know, I'm the biggest like aesthetics guy ever, and Bruno's not in the same positions as Salah was when to score those goals against City and Watford.
When did KDB break the record? 2019-2020.
Yeah.
So that's the first person. We're saying Salah was better than Bruno that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unanimously, we're all good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The next time was De Bruyne 2019-20 when he equaled...
Oh, my God. No.
When he equaled Henry's
That's like top two. That's like top five Prem seasons of all time with that Salah year from last year. Like, that is one of the best players I've ever seen in my whole life.
So, okay.
Is that when he won it?
That's when he broke the record because Liverpool won with 99 points that year.
Yeah, they won that year.
Yeah, but he that's when he equaled the record that year.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he put up like 13 goals, 20 assists as like an 8 or 10.
De Bruyne definitely deserves it.
So De Bruyne, we agree De Bruyne was better than him. Up next, we have Van Dijk 2018-2019. When Liverpool got like 97 points and didn't win the league. Are we saying Bruno...
Okay, guys, before we make our point, remember...
Is this if Bruno breaks the record, too? Or
You can work off the assumption if he breaks the record.
Yeah. Okay. We're saying if he breaks the record, is he better than these players?
Yeah. This is what sucks, you had to be there when this stuff was happening to know why this guy won PFA. And it was because of that. We'd never seen a center back like Virgil before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to be... Like, you've never seen a guy not have to do that much because their IQ is that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like the way he was moving, like... Bro, I remember the first time seeing him, like... This guy's literally jogging and he's already getting there like when Sissoko's like going full sprint on the counter. Like, the Van Dijk aura thing is like a big joke, but it was genuinely a thing for like a year or two.
It was, and it worked.
Where I'd see like a person would literally go to the side instead of take him on.
Yeah.
It's a 1v1. Mm-hmm. Like, remember that? I don't know if you remember. It's maybe too niche. Remember when Pepe went like crazy against Liverpool that one year? And he literally had a one-on-one with Virgil. Could have gone past him to score. Literally went to the corner flag just because it's Van Dijk. Well, like that for me, like that. What's making it hard is yes, Bruno is better than Van Dijk, but was Van Dijk's impact? Like, what Van Dijk did for Liverpool, is Bruno that the same this year? Like, is Bruno the reason that United are that good this year? And I would argue, like, a guy like Sens Lamans, like, giving them, like, you know, like, assurance when they're on corner kicks. Like, I think, like, it's a more of a group effort with, like, 3-4 pieces rather than, like, when Van Dijk went to Liverpool, they didn't sign anybody but Van Dijk and Alisson.
And Salah.
That summer they didn't sign anybody but
I'm saying that those three were all within 12 months of each other.
No, but I'm but, like, you know what I mean, like, they, like, the year before they won nothing, they signed this guy, he changed their dynamic, they won.
Yeah, but Salah was also PFA player the year before that,
yeah, which we'll actually get to. But just to make sure, you think Bruno this year is better than Van Dijk was in 2019?
He's saying Virgil was better.
Okay, he said he impacts the team more. I'm saying Virgil didn't get dribble pass like the whole year, and that's like the best center back season we've ever seen in the Prem. Full stop. I don't think anyone can disagree with that.
I think Virgil was better that season.
And then we have the last one, or we could even keep going, but we'll do the last one in the last 10 years. Salah first season at Liverpool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't say anything. He literally broke the record.
I know. Yeah. So that's the...
I think Foden, when he won
it. I think the year we need
to... I think Foden, when he won it.
When Kevin De Bruyne broke.
No, bro. What are we talking about?
No.
Foden.
But Foden won the league.
He won the league. No. Go to the Kevin De Bruyne one.
Bruno's right.
So this... So Kevin De Bruyne, he broke the assist record, but didn't win the league.
Well, he tied the assist record.
He tied it, but didn't break the league.
1920.
Bro, City were on, like... 80 something points and they lost the league like that much. There's only reason that he didn't win the league is because he was moving against a team that before COVID had played 29 games, won 27, lost only one. Yeah, so they had only not won two games out of 29 league games.
But we're not talking about context. We're literally just talking about who won. I mean, obviously context matters. That is the season. Like, that's probably the most similar season to what De Bruyne... I mean, to what Bruno's having right now.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's the point I'm trying to make. Yeah. Right. I'm like, how similar is that season? I don't think Bruno's as good as KDB was that season.
So it's like it's literally the same type of like archetype. It's
right.
Like you could pull someone out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, let's say Bruno breaks the assist record and finishes second, right? If we just put that out there. Because I think that's probably what it takes for Bruno to win PFA player, right? Yeah. I think if he finishes third and like ties a record, he won't win it. If he breaks the record and finishes second, is his impact as good as KDB that season?
And honestly, I'd probably argue that it's bigger. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think it's bigger. I think he doesn't even have to finish second. I don't think anyone's going to look at that.
That's actually so hard because that's actually really difficult because... There's that one image in my head. Do you remember that one assist against Aston Villa for Aguero? The one where he just curls. When I'm saying Bruno's better, I know Bruno's better, but I can't see something like that in my head, and I'm like, I can't go against tied. I can't. Like,
I think tied. It's also worth
it. If it's tied, then it means Bruno could win it this year.
And also, no one was really arguing that De Bruyne shouldn't that year. I feel like everyone was fine with it, like, unanimously. And honestly, even more importantly, Arsenal don't have, like, a truly, like... mind-boggling usually forwards win it.
We don't have a mind-boggling forward. We did have a mind-boggling player. I think Gabriel getting injured stopped his train of winning the
not 2019-20.
Like, I think
that was Liverpool.
I think if you like talked about PFA in like November, December, I was saying Gabriel. But then after Gabriel got injured and we went through that little stretch, like the conversation changed. Because I think like go back to early season, go back to like right before the Christmas break. Off the dome, like, I'm thinking Gabriel because he's literally carried us with performances. That Newcastle goal, it's like, not only is he good, but he's actually winning you points. He's a leader.
Yeah, he was
good. But I think the last couple of months are just...
I think he's still been good, but I think it's recency bias.
Yes, that's what's going to
matter. And that's why if Bruno gets two assists from now till the end of the season, or if he gets five, that'll change everything.
Yeah.
Even if he could play the exact same pass, it's really all in his teammate's hand.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, that's kind of the thing with assists. Like, there's only so much he can do.
Yeah, there's this.
Yo, how many assists does he need? Five?
He needs five to break it, four to equal it.
Yo, Bruno, 5 assists today.
Imagine.
He must score.
But 4 against Bournemouth?
Hear me out. Imagine he gets none until the last game of the season, and then he gets 4 assists that game. You think he's winning it?
Nah.
Maybe.
I don't know how good.
Think about it this way. It's the last day of the season.
Yeah, it's true.
Everything's written. Everything's done. There's no narratives. And then this guy pops out with 4 assists, and United are already in a good position.
Yeah, yeah. 4 assists pushes us to second that day.
Yo, if y'all finish second, that means City Carrick were PFA, bad, bad.
Bro. Carrick PFA.
But, okay. You talk about some Arsenal players who could maybe win it, but I think it's also important to just look at Arsenal as a whole. They got a pretty good week.
Mm.
They beat Everton, Max Dalman, legacy game, and then a great performance against Leverkusen. They only team that still has the quadruple on the table. What are our thoughts on a potential Arsenal quadruple?
We could do it.
Okay, and if not, if you don't think so, or you have some concerns, what would be the roadblock? Like, what would stop us?
This weekend?
You think that would be the biggest one?
Yeah.
City EFL Cup.
I think this weekend is the most important game of Arsenal season.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's this weekend. So far, because you can't think after that. Yeah. I'm saying, like, up until this point, this is the most important game.
Final, yes.
So final. You guys haven't won.
Can I say why it's not important? Absolutely. Because I feel like the way City moved in the Prem the last 2 weeks completely removed. Like it's obviously sure. There's going to be so much
pressure, yeah,
but
yeah,
imagine
yeah.
how much more the, like imagine how the final would have moved if it was still.
If it was close. Yeah.
Or like now a 3-point gap.
And it's like, yeah. if we generally, let's just say we have a really, really, really good game. And it's like a one-off banger goal. I don't think that stuff's affecting our mental at all.
Yeah, you're saying what if Marmoush hits a crazy shot?
Like we've been dominating. Unless we genuinely look like frauds, if we lose this game, I don't think we care.
Okay.
Because it's like, would you rather fair. like yeah. you know what I mean?
This is kind of the one we'd not want to get.
Yeah.
If there's one we could not get, but it's also the first one we can. Like that sets us up and gets us over like the mental barrier of not having won anything.
I feel like our players are too big for that, though. They're too big for that. Like, we're not moving like United did that year they beat Newcastle. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a Carabao Cup.
Still got to win something.
I kind of agree with Samir, though. I think if you guys do lose it, it's not going to be in, like, an embarrassing fashion where you, like, it kind of resets all you've done all season. Nah. It's just, like, you won't win the quadruple and that'll be it.
Unless we get, pumped. Unless, not even pumped, but it's, like, we get, like...
3-0.
No, like, even it's, like, 1-0, but we do not...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless it's, like, one of those anti-football performances, I genuinely don't think,
To be honest, I think the result doesn't actually matter more than the performances matter.
Yeah, I agree.
I think if Arsenal win, it puts you in a good trajectory. I think if City win... It doesn't really make a difference. It's still 9 points at the end of the day. Like, there's no Prem games for you guys this weekend, either team. So, that doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But I think the idea of winning a trophy is really important for, the state that Arsenal's in right now. So, I think, they probably... There's more pressure on Arsenal to win than I think there is on City to win.
That has been this episode. Thank you so much. We talked about United and Arsenal and just everything. But thank you for coming.